You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
And hey there, good morning, everybody. How are you? Happy Thursday to you here on Sports Daily. We are glad to be with you yet again for the next few hours here. Glad on KFH, glad on our video streams, 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, glad on our apps, the Odyssey app, the iHeart Radio app, all the different ways you take in the show. We're glad you're here. Alongside Tommy Caster, I'm Jacob Albrock. Max Power is producing for us. We can take your calls at 869-1240. We can take your comments via our video streams, all in line for you. A lot of fun stuff to get to on the show today, including the Kansas City Chiefs opening salvo. They get a head start on the trade deadline, make a move. Not, you know, the move of significance, but a move of significance. We'll get into the details there. Rumors swirling that the Chiefs are already eyeballing their next big contract extension. We'll tell you what we're talking about with that. Tim Fitzgerald expected to stop by in the next hour on the program as well. We'll talk a little K-State. We'll talk a little college sports in general. It's all coming for you. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Locations east, west, and historic Delano featuring a rooftop deck. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You didn't even mention that today is the opening day of the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. Over across the pond. They call it the Open Championship, but
yeah, they do.
You know,
they do.
I know you call it the British Open. The official name is the Open Championship, but that is underway now. The first round is in play, going on currently. So that's one major thing going on right now.
I actually have that on the TV. Westwood is, I guess, is that the right? Yeah, Westwood's probably the biggest name up on the leaderboard. Where's John Rahm's up, I guess. But we'll see. The weather's crappy as it is oftentimes over in the British Open. It's so funny because this is like some hill. Like, I don't even care that much, but I'm really stubborn about that one for no good reason, except they changed it. And, you know, I grew up calling it the British Open, and the Open to me is the U.S. Open. So I'm going to keep calling it the British Open.
Are you, they could playing call it, in, you could call it the Open Championship. That's the official full
name.
Yeah,
no, I know what they want me to call it.
Sure.
But I don't want to.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it the British Open.
Fair enough.
The Open is the U.S. Open.
Fair enough. Scottie Scheffler is up there as well. I mean, which is inevitable.
What's his score? I just got it on.
He's 2 under par currently. The leaders are at 4 under. There are 2 of them. Both guys I'm not familiar with. Matt Fitzpatrick is there. John Rahm is there. Phil Mickelson is there.
They don't even know how to do it. I'm looking at a leaderboard right now, and Scheffler's one of the guys at 2 under, and they don't have him listed on that screen. Like, if you want people to watch your golf tournament, put Scottie Scheffler on the main screen there of what his score is. Because when I just flipped it on, Like, if I know Scheffler's playing well, my interest is good. That's the U.S. Open. He's on that leaderboard. I'll be whatever. It doesn't matter. I do love this tournament. It's one of my favorites because it's hard. It looks different. It's weird. The weather is usually crappy. So it's fun.
I think when you watch the British Open, quote unquote, I think you're viewing it through the lens of the Revolutionary War, right? Like you're still going all the way back to the 1700s and
that's correct.
You know, the Boston Tea Party and the founding of our nation and all that. A little bitterness, you know, still going on there, even though
it's not bitterness. It's a little gloating.
Okay,
it's not bitterness. It's gloating.
Okay.
You know, we're so close to July 4th and, yeah, there are friends and everything now, but just a little reminder: this is yours. The U.S. Open's ours, and you know we won that right 259 years ago. Is that right? Is that good math? I think we're 259 years old. So that's happening. We'll keep you apprised of that. I'm not sure. Do we have Hadwin or Stevens or Woodland in this tournament?
I know we do not have Hadwin. Okay. I don't know about the other two.
We'll check on that. Those are our three local pro golfers that we kind of follow a little bit here on these tours. This one snuck up on me. I will admit, until you said it earlier this week, I forgot that one was this week. So that'll be fun. I do enjoy the tournament, whatever you want to call it. It's what I've found is most people who are casual with golf are with me and just call it the British Open. Most more serious golfers like you, like our buddy Brandon Zinner in the office, will call it the Open Championship on the name. Did you catch any? I don't make a habit of anymore in life, and I didn't watch any of it, but I saw the Shane Gillis clips of the ESPYs last night.
I saw some of it. I followed a little bit of the content.
It's a bold move. It's funny too, because like I open up, somebody sent me one of the clips, of course. And I'm like, oh yeah, Shane Gillis is doing, because I generally think he's pretty funny. But again, you got to understand for me with comedy, like anything's on the table. I don't really care. Not easily offended, all that stuff. So, and he kind of feels old school to me. And sometimes he misses and takes it too far. That's fine. He fully admits it. And that's whatever. I tell dumb jokes all the time. So I'm watching the clips, and the first thing when I actually go to open the app is on the headlines, outrage sparking, which is my least favorite verb, sparking. How do you spark? Outrage sparking over Shane Gillis. And I'm like, oh no. And then I go and I click it, and all it is people talking about how funny he is. And I'm like, what outrage is sparking here? Like, I don't see any of it. But anyway, there were some edgy, we'll call them, jokes made. And I don't know, like ESPN knew exactly what they were getting into. Like this guy makes no, like he doesn't pretend to be not edgy. He's always edgy.
You know,
and
who
so,
he,
no,
he,
it was a bold move. I thought it was a refreshing move to get a little edgy with it.
From a comedy perspective, he kind of reminds me of a guy like Norm MacDonald. You know, where it's like
he actually told Norm MacDonald's joke.
Okay.
Norm MacDonald in trouble at the ESPYs last night.
I mean, pushing that envelope and doing it in such a casual way. Yes. And I'd like to think too, not to get way too off topic, but I'd like to think too, we've moved mostly past the cancel culture era.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, you know what, like it's exhausting. Let's just have some fun and everybody lighten up a little bit.
Well, either laugh at his joke or don't laugh at his joke. Like the worst, the worst offense of a comedian is that they're not funny. So like if you don't think they're funny, that's way worse than,
being outraged,
offended by what they say.
Yeah.
Not laughing at what they say is like the worst offense of a comedian. So yeah, Norm MacDonald's a great comp. I agree. And I love Norm MacDonald for the record. Like Norm MacDonald's fantastic. I miss him a great deal. So, yeah, that's probably a lot of the reason why I do think.
I mean, Gillis on the ESPY stage is throwing out, you know, shots about immigration and Juan Soto being deported and Jeffrey Epstein and like all these different things. Like it was a bold move. I think it was the right move.
I do too. He's the hottest name in comedy. I'm not going to make a bold statement without looking, but I would imagine that was probably as high a viewership on the ESPN. I mean, there's a reason Saturday Night Live's already brought him back. He's on all the, you know, he's on all the podcasts. He's in a, there's a reason Bud Light put him in a commercial to try and, you know, offset some of the cancel. Like, it's all
because was supposed to be on SNL, correct? Like, wasn't he supposed to be a cast member?
I think he was a cast member
and for like a day, and then they like somebody found old tweets or something of his.
Yeah,
old comedy routines. And
again, like, if you don't think the joke is funny, don't laugh. That's the worst. That's the worst you can do to a comedian. Let's all try to laugh at some crazy stuff that's happening. And he took some shots. I thought of the clips that I saw, he had some good ones.
Hey, look, we got to laugh sometimes so we don't cry, right? And that's kind of what Shingillis does.
Point. That's the point of a comedian. We'll come back. The Royals make their first move. We'll discuss next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All Right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, the summer concert series back at the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover. The series returns tomorrow with Big Fat Fun live on stage. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8. Enjoy free live music, food trucks, and Friday night fun all summer long. Full schedule, kfhradio.com. We rejoin you here, and we'll talk some Royals today as the second half officially gets underway tomorrow. But they make their first move, a little bit of a surprise on the timing of it. But they bring back a familiar face. Just got a look at Adam Frazier while he was with the Pirates in a series not too long ago in Kansas City. And Tommy, they get a little experience. There were some reports that they would like to bring in some, you know, veteran leadership and things in a versatile defensive role or a versatile positional role. And that's what they get with Frazier. He apparently was loved in that clubhouse. So it makes some sense. You know, is it what they need offensively? No, it's not. Although I'll say that Adam Frazier is having a better year offensively, significantly better year offensively than he did a year ago in his lone season with the Royals. So there's something there, but you know, he kind of like a million Royals this year. He can play the infield. He can play the outfield. They can move him around. But I think they just want him there because they like him. And he can do all the things that they might need him to do in a pinch.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, look, to your point, he has had a better season this year with the Pirates than he had last year with the Royals. He barely batted 200 last season for the Royals. And he has raised that batting average with the Pirates, a 255 batting average. You know, he's been able to do, to be more consistent offensively in his time with the Pirates this year. And I don't know if there have been, you know, mechanic changes that we've, you know, that he has made over the course of his time with the Pirates this season or what. I don't think that it's a terrible move. I mean, his WAR so far this year is about flat. It's slightly above zero, where he had a negative WAR in his season last year with the Royals. So if he can continue that, I mean, it could be a net positive to provide some depth and that sort of thing on the roster. Is he an everyday offensive threat? No, I don't think he is. And he wasn't last year. And even though he's got a higher average this year with the Pirates, I still don't think he is for the remainder of this season with the Royals. So my only concern or my only hope is that this doesn't prohibit the Royals from doing anything else, because I don't think it solves what ails them offensively.
Yeah, I don't think it has any impact on what they plan on doing ultimately. I think they saw an opportunity. It's really interesting. Cam Devaney, if I'm saying that right, is the guy they traded away. I believe he just got called up.
He did.
To make his debut, and he doesn't end up making it with the Royals, which is kind of interesting. But the one thing I'll say about Devaney, who's 28-year-old or who's never been called up, is he does have some pop. He does hit some home runs. He had 18 in the minor leagues this year in AAA, had 19 a year ago. But, you know, there's a reason for that. Is that a better option than bringing in a guy like Adam Frazier, who's been there, who the Royals know, who knows the locker room, knows the culture? Probably not. Frazier is being brought there. All it does to me, I don't know how much Frazier will play. Nick Lofton has earned the chance to ride out his little individual heater. So he'll probably play 2-3 games a week while they let Lofton ride this out a little bit. And if Lofton slows down, then yeah, he probably plays more often. But one thing with Adam Frazier, and it was so funny too, Vinny Pasquantino made a joke during the swing off, a great baseball, you know, personality, Mike Farron, did something about like, we should have a swing off of guys who just do their job at the plate, you know, hit singles the other way, punch one through the hole. And Vinny Pasquantino chimed in. He was like, the Adam Frazier swing off.
Yeah.
And that was before any of this happened. So like, I think there is some of that too. Like the Royals do need some bottom of the lineup. All right, we're going to have a productive out here, guys. And that's what Adam Frazier will do for them. And honestly, like, if he is that big a culture fit, if he meant that much to the locker room, a small move like this tells me that the Royals are leaning into trying to make the postseason.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too. And one other thing about Frazier. I like to try to look at trends with players and how things are moving for them. And Frazier this season has progressively gotten better at the plate as the season has gone on. He batted .244 in the month of April, .253 in the month of May, .262 in the month of June. And so we're seeing consistent improvement. And he's batting actually over .300 in the month of July in a small sample in 6 games and 9 at-bats. So he's progressively gotten better as the season has gone on offensively. And so if he can, again, continue that, he can be a nice change of pace and a good depth piece for the Royals. But I do think, and you bring up a really good point, I do think from a 30,000-foot view, this to me indicates, again, that the Royals are going to try to improve, maybe at the margins, maybe in a larger way, to make a playoff push this season. I think if they were like, you know, look, it's probably not going to happen for us this season. We're, you know, we don't feel like we can do what we need to do. Then they might have not traded for Frazier, or they, you know, it could have been an indication that, you know, they're not going to do anything at all or sell off some pieces. But I do think, I agree with you. I do think that this is an indication that they are looking to add.
They take on salary here, obviously, which tells you too that, like, they're not going to do that for nothing. Why would you, right? If you, even if you were just going to stand pat, right? Like that, you added salary. It's not of insignificance. If you're the one writing the checks, you wouldn't think this is an insignificant move because your payroll just went up. So I think that we just need to, like, look beyond the surface with it, realize that likely every single person in that organization is glad Frazier is back. And I think that has some value for sure. And that he's like, he can maybe be more productive than what you've had at the plate. Now, does it guarantee that they are going to go make some big splash at the deadline? Absolutely not. This may be their way of saying we're this purgatory we've talked about, like, we don't want to mortgage the future yet, but we do want to still try to run this out. So one small move to maybe push it over the edge without a big move coming, I think is very, very, very possible. Does it make it less likely that they trade Seth Lugo? Probably not. I think the Seth Lugo part of this basically comes down to what teams are willing to offer, right? Like, what are teams really going to offer for a rental player? I think that'll have a bigger impact on Seth Lugo than anything, unless they come out of the gates here screaming hot, stay really hot in July and climb back into it. Then I would say they're going to say, we're not trading Seth Lugo.
I think they would have to be wowed big time by another team. And, you know, look, like, there are some big market teams that feel like they need another arm in the rotation to be contenders, and that, you know, have big rosters and big payrolls and all of that, and have assets that they could dangle out there. And so I think if I'm JJ Piccolo right now, you know, I'm going to tell teams that inquire about Seth Lugo, we don't really want to trade him, but give us your best offer, give us your best and final offer, and we'll at least listen to it. And I think it would have to blow JJ Piccolo away to make that move. At least if I'm him, it'd have to really wow me and move the needle significantly to make a move on Seth Lugo, knowing where the Royals are right now.
For sure. And that makes sense. And that may be the case, whether they're buyers or sellers, that just may be the case in general. I don't think they're going to trade Lugo. I think they're going to go for it. And so that takes us into the other part of the Royals conversation. Don't do anything yet. There was a point in this season where I thought they should, like, pounce early, because it was so clear after the month of May that the offense was going to really struggle this year. There was, like, it was just staring at us in the face. Like, the offense is not going to be able to get it done as it currently stands. And at that point, it was like, they should look at doing something right now. Like, there are bad teams. Remember, we were talking about Luis Robert and, like, all of these guys. And we were like, man, well, who could they go get now? Who's even on the market? That's changed for me. Now it's the opposite. It's like, well, no, ride this out literally until the Braves series at minimum and see where you stand. You've got 9 games here. See where things stand at the end of those 9 games. And if you're within 3, which is absolutely possible, then go for it. Because the players on the table that they would trade for, I think, are either rentals, therefore not that expensive, or shouldn't be. The Royals shouldn't be in the business of overpaying for a rental, or they're controllable pieces that potentially help you next year anyway, right? Like if I'm the Royals and I want to be hyper aggressive at the deadline, I include one of the catchers and I go try to get a bat that helps me also next year. That's where I'd start. If that's not on the table, then I call the Diamondbacks and I go down a prospect tier, but maybe I give them two or three of those guys for a guy like Suarez. That's an aggressive move. Or you stand pat and you just say, Jack Caglione, let's hope you start hitting better and everybody else stays hot and the offense is just better because it's a better offense than it's been on paper this year.
Do you think, and I think this has been something that's been bouncing around in my head recently over the last few days, and really it came up when I read that the Royals have the easiest schedule remaining in the American League from now until the end of the season. Can they get to where they need to go without making any other moves? Like, you know, they make this move for Adam Frazier around the margin. Yes. Can they make the postseason without doing anything else?
Yes, they can. Absolutely, they can. And that's been a part of it for me. Like, I'm fine if they don't do anything because, again, think about what they've been doing lately. There are some things out there, and I don't know about the health of Hunter Harvey. I would like to see him get a bullpen piece, but honestly, their bullpen is fine if they don't. Think about where it is this year versus where it was last year. Even if Harvey never pitches, their bullpen is significantly better. If you want to talk about additions, think about it this way. And I only say this not to like as a cop-out, but Daniel Lynch coming back is an addition to the bullpen. Cole Reagan's coming back is a huge addition if he's healthy, potentially, to the rotation. You're not going to go trade for more meaningful guys than those. Jack Caglione takes even a small step in the right direction, and you've got all of a sudden an outfielder that can hit for power consistently. That's what they're looking for on the market, right? So, like, all of these things that they need, they sort of have them internally coming down the pipeline. And I would tell you that I've thought all along that this team was talented enough. Like, if I look at these teams they're competing with in the wild card and you just look at the rosters, I think the Royals have a better balanced top to bottom roster than almost all of them. So, yeah, they still got to do it. They still got to go play better, which for a lot of this season they haven't done. But it's right there. Like, they have it already. I think that they are an interesting interesting betting team right now, because I'll bet you that let me just look at some of these futures. Like, their World Series right now is 100-1. That's almost double what it was to start the season. Their odds to make a wild card, well, so to win the division, nobody's going to take that, right? That's also 100-1. Nobody's going to take that. But just like maybe have them making the postseason or something like that, because yes, with the schedule that they play, with the talent they have on the roster, with the law of averages in baseball that say Bobby Witt Jr. is probably hitting for more power in the second half. Salvador Perez, we've already seen his, you know, return to what we would expect out of him. Jack Caglione, we don't know yet because he's never done it in the big leagues. But the expectation of him as a prospect is to be a little bit more consistent. And numbers nerds have told us that he's about the most unlucky hitter in baseball. So all of this stuff mixes into it. So yeah, I think they're fine. Are they capable of reaching the postseason? Yes, they're a better roster than a lot of the teams they're chasing. So for sure they are to me. Now, they still have to go do it, right? And that's been a challenge for them this year. But I think they're more talented than the Rays. I think they're more talented certainly than the Angels. I think they're more talented than the Twins, who may sell. They're more talented than the Guardians. So you're right there. I don't know if I think they're more talented than the Rangers, who also have great pitching. I don't know that I think they're more talented than the Mariners or the Yankees, who are the other teams. The Red Sox are a very interesting team. they're going to need somebody else to underperform too, because right now the Yankees, Red Sox, and Mariners are those three teams. I would say those are the three teams plus the Rangers and the Rays that you're the most worried about. I'm not worried about the Angels. I'm not worried about the Twins. And you have some hope in a soft schedule that maybe they don't play a soft schedule and you can get out ahead of them because you're right there with them anyway.
I do think that with the addition of Adam Frazier, that there are a couple of different directions that I would be really excited about. First off, first and foremost, if they were to go out and make a big blockbuster splash with a guy like Suarez, or, you know, there are other names that are out there, Adolis Garcia, potentially, whoever it is. If they go make a big splash for a big bat, that would get me really excited, obviously. I think it would galvanize and rally the fan base and really show and prove that the Royals are all in to make the postseason this year. And I think that down the stretch, that's going to be really important with the weaker schedule and all of that. I think it also shows the current roster that, hey, we're all in and we need everybody to pitch in. And we're, from a front office perspective, we're going out there and we're going to provide reinforcements to you to get to where we want to be. I think that that could be a really important addition. And I would be really, really jacked up for that. But if that doesn't happen, I think the next best option, and they could always accomplish both of these, but I think the next best option would be that they need more bullpen help, in my opinion. And I know that even from a depth perspective, the rotation is looking a little thin right now. But I think that if they don't go and make a substantial add in the lineup, then they need to have reinforcements in the bullpen to help make sure that if the Royals have a bunch of games down the stretch like they've had earlier this season where the margin is not very, very large and you're talking about one-run games for the Royals potentially getting an opportunity to win, you need to have elite bullpen pitching. So they need to go get another bullpen arm to make sure that whether it's, you know, if Estevez or Ursig are not available or day off or whatever, that you feel confident in your bullpen to be able to get you to where you need to be. A huge reason why the Royals were able to go on that 16-4 stretch or whatever it was earlier on in the season was because the margin was super small and the bullpen got the job done and held on to leads. We haven't seen that quite as much over the last few weeks. So if they don't make an addition in the lineup, they absolutely have to do something in the bullpen.
So the Royals sit currently top 10 in bullpen ERA, bullpen whip, and they're 12th in batting average against. So they're definitely an above average bullpen. I also love the back end of their bullpen with Ursig and Estevez. I think it goes deeper than that. Schreiber's been kind of their good Houdini artist. Zerpa gives him a lefty, and I know that's weird for me to say that out loud, but he does. And they'll get Lynch back. I think they're probably okay, but that you can always use a bullpen arm. So I think that there's 50-50 chance that Frazier is the move that they make and they don't do anything else. I think what happens over the next 3 weeks will tell us. But, you know, like let's say they come out, Tommy, and they win all three of those series. They go, what would that be, 6-3 in these next three before that Atlanta series, and they're sitting there within three games of the wild card. Is that enough to, like, push the pedal down and go all in? I'm trying to imagine a scenario where if they don't want to go big at the deadline now, what would inspire them to go big? And I think we're trying to think of it that way, but I mean probably they're just making calls on everybody to check on prices, right? Like it's probably not as much over what happens there. I mean, that's going to have an impact if it goes real good or real bad, but likely it's more about, okay, here are the players we like and here's what they cost. And that's what they'll base their decisions off of. Can we get a player that helps us more than just this year? That would be where I would start if I were JJ Piccolo. Let's just kick the tires on Eugenio Suarez. You guys are selling. What's your price tag on him? You know, what would it take to do something like that? Those are the conversations. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing. It could be nothing, and I'm fine with it. If Frazier's the only move they make, Tommy, I'm good. I gotta call it now because I can't get too caught up in the moment. Like, I would be okay if that's what they decide to do. If they win the next 9 games that they play, I will still be okay if they don't do anything else.
Yeah, I'm going to read a paragraph that Ann Rogers, the Royals beat reporter for Major League Baseball, wrote when she was reviewing the first half before the All-Star break. She said, and I quote, "The Royals are in the undecided boat, but don't expect them to tear it all down and be full sellers. Ownership in the front office still believe in the 2025 squad, and they fully intend to contend in 26. That means building around the core pieces they currently have with hopes of finding pieces that can complement and help them this year and beyond." That was before they acquired Adam Frazier, that she wrote that. And so, you know, and I would consider Adam Frazier a complimentary piece. He's not a high profile piece. You know, he's not a big blockbuster move, but he's a complimentary piece. And JJ Piccolo talked about the acquisition for Adam Frazier. And Piccolo said that the big reason was because they don't have depth. And he went on to say, "We need to get better in all areas, but depth is important." So clearly he fills a role that they needed. They need, you know, not a major drop off going from the main position players to the bench. And I think that we can all say and recognize that when the Royals go to the bench, there is a clear drop off in production and in talent. Nothing against a guy like John Rave, but when they go to him, there's a clear drop off in talent. You know, they go to a guy like Tyler Tolbert, who does have speed. He can steal bases and things like that, but there's a clear drop off in talent and production. And so having an additional versatile depth piece, I do think is important. So yeah, I mean, like, does the Adam Frazier move get me all excited? I mean, not by itself, but in the context of what the Royals are trying to do overall, it does indicate to me that they are going to go all in.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's a good way for her to put it. Like, what selling to me makes the least sense now. Like, there's no reason to nothing. Again, the one outcome that would push you over the edge there is if they have a terrible 3 week or a 3-4 series here, 2 weeks till the deadline, and fall to like 10 games back. That would be the one where, like, okay, sell. Go ahead and sell. But only Seth Lugo. I mean, right? He's really the only rental. Maybe there's some bullpen arms you could sell. The other thing that the Royals can do here as a seller, what if you're a seller? What if you trade Lugo, but you still find an opportunity to flip one of your prospects for a bat that's controllable into next year? Don't you still need to have those conversations also? You know what I mean? Like, don't you know, if some of these guys are available because their team's not good and they're not going to be available in the offseason, or you really like the player, you could still do that even if you don't think you're going to make the postseason. Because the reality for the Royals is their window is next year too. Like, they're going to have enough pitching next year, you'd think, at least from what we're looking at right now, even without Lugo. You're going to have Reagans, you're going to have Bubich, you're going to have Cameron. You're potentially then going to be able to have Lynch. You're going to have Waka. Like, you'd still think the Royals are right in a position next year to do the same thing. So you could even be a seller at the deadline and find a way to buy if you're the Royals. Like, it really is all out there. So why not just have every conversation now and see what sticks?
Yeah. I am a believer that they will listen. They should. That's the responsible thing to do, to listen in on offers for Seth Lugo, because that's going to be, number one, the most risk as far as can the Royals bid for his services going into next year realistically, or are they pretty much going to be resigned to the fact that if Lugo, like when Lugo becomes a free agent, declines that player option, that they're not going to be able to get him back. So that is the only risk, or the main risk, going into this offseason. And then also recognizing that he's going to be the guy that would provide the most significant value in return. So I do think it's the responsible thing to do. If JJ Piccolo was flat out like, he's not on the trade block, we're not even going to listen to offers for him, we're going to keep him, that's irresponsible. Even with the Royals in the position that they're in right now, you have to listen to offers for the guy that will give you the most value in return. And right now, with the way that he's pitching and the contract situation and all of that, He's going to be the most valuable player that the Royals could potentially move at the deadline. So you absolutely have to listen to offers. Whether or not you take the offer is a completely different equation altogether. And there are so many different things that the Royals would have to consider before they make that decision to move on from him. And I,
yeah, we got 2 weeks of baseball.
And I still think it's unlikely. Unless it's a major haul that they're going to get in return that helps them right now and in the future, and it will significantly upgrade their offense, I think the Royals listen and then probably politely decline.
Which is, it's unlikely that that happens, by the way. Even though Lugo will be the best player on the market, probably, or in the conversation for. He's a rental.
Or at least the best pitcher that's going to be on the block.
He's a rental, and history recently tells us that the price tag, the value of rentals has gone down in Major League Baseball from where it was 10 years ago. There are also other things happening. Like I've heard the Twins might have interest in trading a guy like Joe Ryan. If you're the Royals too, and you're in this Bobby Witt Jr. window, a guy like Joe Ryan, he is unreal. He's got 2.5 years of control left. If you're the Royals, and I know it's in division, but you should be in on that conversation too. Like, the Royals need to approach this deadline without more than just this year's playoff aspirations. That's the top priority. Just don't waste an opportunity to make a good decision, one way or the other, that could help you in future years too, that don't have anything to do with this year, because it is fringy. It is still, I don't call it a long shot, but it's still fringy on whether they can reach the postseason. So don't be afraid to make a move, either as a sell or a buy, that could also help you next year, because you can disguise it this year, right? You can disguise it as it has something to do with this year, when really it doesn't even have to.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything that the Royals can do that would surprise you? Any direction that they would go,
no,
that would just, would a move that they make, or when it's all said and done, you look back on it and you're like, man, that I did not expect that. That was shocking.
Overpaying for a rental would surprise me, probably. Overpaying, like a bit, and I say overpaying relatively, like making a big move as far as what the Royals trade away for a player they can't control beyond this year would surprise me. Suarez is a really interesting name just because he's on the block. But if they gave up a lot to get him, that would surprise me. If they gave up a little bit to get him, that wouldn't surprise me. But I think that move comes more if they go white hot. I think that's the least likely move that they would do. Frazier, we got to pay attention to this Frazier move. That could be their addition. Like, it really could be. And again, I would be okay with it. Like, it could be that. Like, this, they could be good with that. Because again, who out there is going to have a bigger impact on this team than Cole Reagan's coming back? Who out there is going to have a bigger impact on this team than Daniel Lynch coming back? Who out there is going to have a bigger impact on this team than Jack Caglione heating up and becoming more of what they hope out of him long term? I don't think they can acquire anybody at the deadline that is a potential bigger positive impact than any three of those.
You're correct, but none of those things are guaranteed. I mean, Cole Reagans is on the shelf with a
rotator. Either is a player you trade for.
It's a rotator cuff for Cole Reagans. You never know what that's going to look like, and will he be the same guy? I hope so. I'm optimistic, but you never know that. Daniel Lynch is, you know, different. Like, I think that he'll probably be fine, but there's no guarantee that Jack Caglione figures it out this season. It may be a longer process to get him to where he needs to be. If you go and you trade for somebody, and I know you just said that it's not guaranteed with the player you trade for, but it could be more likely. You could have a more proven commodity, a healthy player, somebody that has produced historically or even this season, where that's a little bit more of a sure thing. There's never a sure thing, but it's a little bit more of a sure thing than pinning the hopes and dreams of your offense on a guy like Jack Caglione. I'd like to think that there have been some positive things in the development for Jack Caglione. I'd like to think that, you know, to your point, and you're correct, the stats show he's the most unlucky player in Major League Baseball. All of those things, I think the law of averages will hopefully turn things around for him, but that's far from guaranteed.
But I don't think it, and the other thing real quick on that, I don't think it's all falling on his shoulders. They just went and got Adam Frazier to help in the margins to make it not all fall on his shoulders. So that
I'm not going to try to oversell what Adam Frazier does to the lineup.
No, what I'm saying is there isn't a name out there that has the potential to make a bigger impact than what his potential is all I'm saying. Like, they could go add somebody, but it's probably not going to be a bigger impact than if it finally clicked or whatever, they started falling for CAC. That's all I'm saying. I'm not expecting it or anything else. He just, his ceiling is that high, I think, for all of this. We'll continue that into the next hour. We'll talk about the Chiefs. Do they have another big move already in the plans? We'll hit what that means next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.